Welcome now to the midday for Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and there's a wintry mix in the forecast, and that's meteorologically speaking. There's also a wintry mix that's going to be provided by a chamber music collective under the umbrella of the Lunart Festival, and we'll get a little bit of an insight into that and some music connected to it from two guests today, and they are Laura Modisky, who's oboe with the ensemble Black Marigold. Welcome back to the midday.
Thank you.
Your group played here once.
Yes, we did.
A year or so ago, yep. During the midday. And with her is Marie Pauls, violist with the Arbor Ensemble. Welcome to you.
Thanks for having us.
And so this wintry mix, this chamber music collective and the Lunard Festival, in a couple of words, tie all that together for us.
Well, Lunart Festival started last summer, conceived as a summer festival. We have our second season coming up in June with events from June 5th through June 9th. But we have, as always, big ideas for Lunart, and we wanted to do more things during the year. So Marie, actually, Arbor Ensemble does a lot of concerts championing women composers, so it sort of made sense for us to sponsor this event. So
so the next big event is coming soon, February 23rd, Saturday?
Yes, this weekend.
And that's at 7 o'clock, the First United Methodist Church in Madison, and the information about that, to get more information, you can go to
lunartfestival.org under special events.
That's L-U-N-A-R-T, lunartfestival.org under special events. You can find out about this and other things having to do with the Lunart Festival. But in this particular concert, then, music by...
Well, we've got a pretty wide variety of women composers that we're featuring. From basically the last 100 years, we're doing a piano trio by Germaine Taillefer, and we'll be doing a short piece by Lily Boulanger. On the more modern spectrum, we've got the Doppler Effect, titled by Adrian Albert, a living composer, and also Duo for Oboe and Viola by Hilary Tan, which Laura and I will be performing. In addition to that, we'll be doing a string quartet by Amy Beach. And then the special showcase of the program will be the world premiere of Trio Cerulean by Charisse Leiter. And this is a piece for flute, viola, and piano. It was commissioned by the Arbor Ensemble. And we've had the pleasure to communicate directly with Charisse and play some of her other pieces. So we're really excited to share that with everybody this weekend.
Well, we're going to share a couple of things connected to this Lunarts Festival and the Arbor Ensemble. And the first of them is a little bit of a scene changer, Mongolian Impressions. What about that?
Yeah, so Mongolian Impressions, this is for bassoon, string quartet, and percussion, written in 2014. This was, we had a call for scores for our last season, and 92 pieces were submitted, and we chose four of them. So this is one of the winners, and this piece is by Qingyan Li. And there were three movements, and we're going to play one of the movements called Horse Racing, but this is all scenes in Inner Mongolia, inspired by Inner Mongolia, and performed by Jackie Wilson on bassoon. The violins were Wes Luke and Valerie Sanders, viola, Ina Georgieva, cello, Amy Haar, and percussion, Mike
Kaszewski.
Oh, I practiced that too. Sorry, Mike.
Happens to the best. Here we go. Mongolian Impressions. Thank you. Mongolian Impressions, the work of a contemporary Chinese composer now, we think, residing in New York, and one who gave very specific directions to the ensembles of how to play her piece. That was the third of the three movements of Mongolian Impressions by Chunyang Li. And we're hearing a little bit about this upcoming Wintry Mixed Chamber Music Collective concert that's taking place on February 23rd. That's this Saturday in Madison, and you can find out more about it by going to LuneArts.org. LuneArtFestival.org. That's right. And
we have a Facebook event too.
But of course.
Yes.
Okay. so many parts to keep track of. Well, speaking of parts, though, we have another piece, and this one's actually connected to the Arbor Ensemble, which is connected to the LuneArt Festival. And so, Marie, Paul, what's the story behind this?
So this is a pretty special piece. This is the Sonata for Flute and Piano by Belinda Lopez. And Belinda was the twin sister of Berlinda Lopez, who was our flutist.
Do they ever keep those separate, I wonder? It's hard enough with twins.
There's a reason why Berlinda goes by Burly, I guess.
Okay.
So this piece was composed by Burley's sister. It was written in the mid-80s. And this is performed by Stacey Fair-Regier, our pianist in Arbor Ensemble, and by Burley on flute. Belinda had a lot of jazz influence. She was a jazz pianist, an improviser, and obviously a composer, and you can definitely hear some of the jazz influence in this piece.
charming piece there from a contemporary composer. And that was a movement from a sonata that composer's name again was?
Belinda Lopez.
Not Berlinda, but Belinda. Berlinda is the flutist.
She's the flutist and the twin sister of the composer.
Well, I'm sure they communicated very closely in the performance techniques for that particular piece. And that just gives you a sense of the music that you can hear in this upcoming concert. Saturday, that's February 23rd at 7 o'clock, First United Methodist Church in Madison, the Chamber Music Collective, and its theme, as is the case with the Arbor Ensemble and also Black Marigold, is women composers and women performers.
Yes, and that's, again, falling under the umbrella of the Lune Art Festival, which always celebrates women in the arts and always creating like a positive atmosphere just to showcase so many works that are really underrepresented and often underprogrammed. Mm-hmm. So,
well, thanks, Laura Medisky of Black Marigold and Marie Pauls of the Arbor Ensemble for giving us a little insight into what's going on this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.